5. Quick Divrei Torah on the Parsha with Rabbi Gil, student of TorahMusings.com. Vayera Tavshin Pei Beis. Number 1. An environment of chesed. Rashi tells us in Bereishis Yud Ches Aleph that Avram Avinu was upset because as he was recovering from his bris milah, there were nobody was passing by. There were no guests that he could invite in and show hospitality to. Rav Shlomo Hyman, quoted in the Pnini Mishulchan Gavoa, asks, why would Avram be upset? The whole mitzvah is to do kindness to people, and if there's nobody passing by who needs that kindness, there's no mitzvah to do. Explains Rav Shlomo Hyman that Avram had two motivations for wanting to do Hachnasas Archim. One was to do the mitzvah, and to actually show kindness and help people. The other was to create an environment in which this was normal, where kindness and chesed and hospitality was a normal thing. And in order to teach that lesson and to create that environment, he needed guests to show that to show them kindness so that other people will see that and they will learn to show kindness as well. So said Rav Shlomo Hyman in the U.S. in the 1930s and 40s, that in his day there were two reasons, two motivations to learn Torah. One was for the mitzvah, to learn Torah, to know Torah, to spend your life in Torah. That's one motivation. The other is to create an environment where learning Torah is seen as a good thing, as an important thing, where there's a thriving Torah environment. So he said, even if someone is not completely right in the head at that moment and they can't focus and concentrate, they should still learn Torah. Even if they won't learn so well because of that, they'll create a thriving Beis Medrash, a thriving area where it's exciting and people want to learn Torah, and they will help other people learn Torah. Number 2, which tree? Avram tells the three angels when they come to visit him that they should recline under the tree. Bereishis Yudches Dalet Vihishoanu Tachas Ha'etz. They should recline under the tree. Rashi says Tachas Ha'etz, the tree. Ha'ilon, not one word, Ha'ilon. What does that mean? Ilon is a tree. So Rashi says the meaning of Ha'etz, the tree, is Ha'ilon, the tree that doesn't add much value, doesn't add much explanation. So Rav David Pardo, and his Maskil David says the emphasis is not on Elon, but on the hay. Ha Elon, the tree. Rashi is saying that it wasn't just a tree that they were supposed to recline under, it was the tree. Apparently there was a famous tree that Avram Avinu had. So Rav David Pardo, he quotes a Zohar who says that Avram had a tree that tested the people who were under it. If there were tzaddikim, it would provide shade. If there were not tzaddikim, it would not provide shade. But either way, the emphasis is on the tree. There was some famous tree that Avram Avinu had that Rashi is telling us he used. Number 3, how righteous are they? As Avram argues with Hashem that maybe Hashem shouldn't destroy Sodom and the other cities because maybe they're righteous people there, maybe they're tzaddikim. The Malbim asks, so what if they're tzaddikim? Let Hashem save the tzaddikim and destroy the cities anyway. Why does he have to save the cities in order to save the tzaddikim? So the Malbim on Bereishis Yudches Chaf Dalet, he explains based on a Gemara in Tanis Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that says that there was pestilence in the city of Sura except in the neighborhood of Rav. And people thought it was because they have such a tzaddik in their neighborhood, Rav, that his merit saved them all from this pestilence. But then they had a dream, and in the dream they learned that it was not because of Rav. Rav's merit was so great that it wouldn't have saved them. Rather, it was because of the merit of someone else in the neighborhood who used to lend his shovel for burial. So what does that mean that Rav's merit was so great? It explains the Malbim, and really the Maris Chayis and Shabbos Nunhei says the same thing. So the Malbim explains that a tzaddik gomer is a truly righteous person, so Hashem will save them no matter what. But if someone is a tzaddik she'enu gomer, isn't that great of a tzaddik? He's great, but not perfect, not that great. So Hashem relatively will make sure good things happen to them. But if there's a decree on the neighborhood, on the city, on the place, so his merit is not enough to escape that. And therefore, if there was pestilence on that neighborhood, so that tzaddik she'enu gomer, he would have died also. And similarly, if there's a tzaddik she'enu gomer in the city of Sodom or the other cities, so his merit is not great enough to save him from that decree. If he was a tzaddik gomer, so for sure he would have been saved. But a tzaddik she'enu gomer, not so much. So that's why Avram was arguing with Hashem. Maybe there are tzaddikim there that are she'enim gemurim, tzaddik besocha, tzaddik bekirba, tzaddik besocha ir. Relatively speaking, they're tzaddikim. Their merit isn't that great to save them in the case of a total destruction. But maybe Hashem shouldn't destroy the cities in order to not put those tzaddikim she'enim gemurim in that situation. Number 4, the most precious commodity. Sarah was concerned with Yishmael's behavior in Bereshis Chaf Aleph Tes, it says that Sarah saw Yishmael Mitzachek. Literally, it means playing, and the commentators tried to explain what kind of sin Yishmael must have done that was so bad that he would be expelled because of this. Rav Avram ben Arambam reads it literally. He was playing, like he was acting like a young kid, like a teenager. He was playing around, he was using profane language, he was mocking, and Sarah was worried that Yitzchak might become friends with Yishmael, and V'yivale bizmano shah. He might waste an hour of his time with Yishmael rather than focusing on his personal development. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro in his Zahav Mishvah, so he points out how incredible this language is. Sarah was not worried that Yitzchak might sin. If you do an aver, if you sin, you could always do tshuva. You could repent. She was worried that he might waste time because time is irreplaceable. And the time that he should be spending on improving himself, if he wastes that time, he can never get that back. Number 5. Hashem is in the future. After Kedas Yitzchak, Avram Avinu names the mountain on which it all took place. In Bereshis Chav Beis Yudalet, Vayikra Avram Shema Makom Ahu Hashem Yireh. Avram named that place Hashem Yireh. Asher Yeomer Hayom, because it said today, Behar Hashem Yireh. On the mountain Hashem will be seen. The question is, why does Avram switch tenses? He says, Asher Yeomer Hayom, that you say today, which is in the present tense, but then he says that Hashem Yireh, Hashem, God will be seen in the future. If you're saying it today, why is God being seen in the future? Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky in his Chazin Cheskel al Tanakh explains that from the Akedas Yitzchak, Avram learned a lesson. He realized that if you daven, if something is happening right then and there, and you truly daven, so Hashem will hear your tefillah. The Akedas Yitzchak, neither Avram nor Yitzchak wanted it to happen, and at the very last minute, Hashem intervened and stopped it from happening, and replaced Yitzchak with an isle, with a ram. So he's saying also that any time, Asher Yomer Hayom, if now, if you really need Hashem and you truly daven, your tefillah, your prayer will be answered, and Hashem Yireh, Hashem will be seen. You can be confident that Hashem will come to you to respond to your tefillahs.